All right. Call a meeting to order. Reference case number 2798, Hurlock Community Energy Initiative LLC. The members have been provided the packet you guys submitted for your request for a special exception for the solar panels on the property. See the address here. Williamsburg Church, parcel 74, Williamsburg Road, Hurlock, Maryland.
I'll read it in the record. This is Board of Appeal Case 2798, Hurlock Community Energy Initiative LLC. This is tax map 6, parcel 74, Williamsburg Road, Hurlock, Maryland. The zoning classification is I-2, heavy industrial. It is neither a critical area or a floodplain. The applicant is requesting a special exception to construct a utility-scale solar energy system on a 5.85-acre section of a 73.94-acre parcel located on Williamsburg Road. Staff recommends the board approve the special exception request. The property is zoned industrial and is not being used for any agricultural purposes. In addition, the northern portion of the property adjacent to existing homes already has vegetation, and the proposed development complies with the current utility-scale solar zoning regulations. In addition, on October 16, 2024, the Planning Commission forwarded a favorable recommendation to the Board of Appeals to approve this project.
Okay. So at this time, I guess I ask who's either for or against, or they present.
Who will be presenting tonight so they can be sworn in or testifying?
Okay. What do you want to do? They do that when they come up to, or they.
Either the only case.
Same time?
They're the only case we have, so
they can just do it. Do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name, address, and relationship to the case being heard when you come up.
Good evening. My name's Ted Hastings. I'm the associate with Deck Morton Group out of Salisbury, Maryland. We're located at 312 West Main Street in Salisbury. We're the civil engineers of record for this project. I'm here with Mike Redding, Director of Civil Engineering, and Jack Rowland, Development Manager. They're with ECA Solar, but they're the parent company of the Hurlock Community Energy Initiative, LLC, which is the applicant. We have a couple other people from ECA here as well. So we have a whole lot of people here if you have any questions for them. I'm probably going to regurgitate some of what I already said, but so this is a solar energy facility located on about 5.85-acre portion of the 73.93-acre parcel, which is currently in McCoskey Enterprises, located off of Williamsburg Road near Hurlock. The site access will utilize an existing entrance off of Williamsburg Road. The facility is going to be a 2-megawatt AC solar array, which that's why we didn't go from the CPCN for this particular project. Again, this parcel is an I-2 heavy industrial. Just kind of want to bring up a couple permitted uses that we wouldn't even have to come in front of the board. One includes asphalt and concrete mixing plants, chemical and biological laboratories, and flammable liquid storage. So, once you see a solar facility, it'd be a lot. Be negligible in comparison to those two allowed uses. The site currently has a mature tree buffer along the frontage of Williamsburg Road. That's going to stay. As what was mentioned before, the Planning Commission gave a favorable unanimous decision last Wednesday and also agreed upon a small reduction in landscaping width on the northwesterly portion of the site, which is already adjacent to the wooded area. So we didn't ask for the full elimination of it. We asked for a reduction from 50 feet to 35 foot wide. which is allowed in the County Code Section 155.50, subsection LLE, and that was granted by the Planning Commission. The community outreach was held on September 28th. We had two people show up, the William Kennedy and Ann Schmidt. There was no real pushback. I believe Ms. Schmidt says not a fan of solar, but the overall site looks pretty good. If you go ahead and bend and walk over to the rendering. And there you go. So it's pretty clean. I mean, again, there's that long tree row along her lot, along Williamsburg Road. So it's going to be obscured from view. And then on the south easterly side, there's going to be a row of landscaping 50-foot wide, except for that small portion on the northeast portion that we asked for a reduction for that's already adjacent to the wooded area. One other person reached out, Terry McDonald, didn't attend, had a couple questions. The biggest concern was the panels being toxic. Years ago, the panels had a film on it made with cadmium, and cadmium, I think, in laboratory animals had like some type of issues with cancer. Cadmium is rarely used anymore just for that purpose. So these panels will not have any cadmium in it. Everything about these panels, I say 99% of them are recyclable. So there's no toxic materials in them whatsoever. We're here, I know this is a conditional approval. There's like 8 items that we have to meet to get that conditional approval. That's already in your packet. I'm not going to bore you by going through every one of those 8. The main thing that I'd like to point out with this project, it is heavy industrial, and a solar use on this would be a lot less intrusive than like a chemical plant would. And that's all I have. And if you have any questions, you can more than happy to do those.
No, I don't have any questions.
I have no questions. Does anybody else want to speak?
We'll hold off on our testimony since you didn't have any real questions at this time.
Public comment.
Is there anybody for or against the public out here for the public comment?
Where is it actually
going to
be?
Is it
the backside of
Coffee? Sir, I need you to come up to the podium and state your name and address.
If you look on the screen, they'll show you where it is. In the very top left corner.
It's the backside of what water tank was.
What water tank?
The big water tank behind the warehouse.
Any further comments? No one else? Okay. So, we move on.
Make the deliberations.
Okay. So we're just going to go down to the questions, as I'm sure they have.
So for the benefit of the public and for our party members, so what we typically do is I will go through the criteria that have to be met for the special exception in this case, and then the board will have to find whether the applicants have met each of the criteria. And then, assuming they meet all the criteria, then you can proceed to vote to grant this special exception. So first, the board must find that the proposed use will be consistent with the county's comprehensive plan.
You have to say it will or it will not. It will?
It will be.
Next, the board has to find that the proposed use will be in harmony with the general character of the neighborhood, considering population density, design, scale, and bulk of any proposed new structures, intensity and character of activity, traffic and parking, and number of similar uses.
It will?
Will.
The proposed use will not be detrimental to the use, peaceful enjoyment, economic value, or development of surrounding properties or surrounding neighborhoods.
Will not be?
Will not.
The proposed use will not cause any objectionable noise, vibration, fumes, odors, dust, glare, or physical activity.
Will not.
Will not.
The proposed use will not have a detrimental effect on vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
Will not.
Will not.
The proposed use will not adversely affect the health, safety, security, or general welfare of residents, workers, or visitors in the area.
Will not.
Will not.
The proposed use will not, in conjunction with existing development in the area and development permitted under existing zoning, overburden existing public services and facilities.
Will not.
Will not.
So we'll get into it in a moment, that the proposed use meets the definitions and standards set forth elsewhere in the zoning code for the proposed use.
It does.
So, specific to solar energy systems such as the one proposed, there's additional criteria that have to be met. The solar collection device or combination of devices must be designed and located to avoid glare or reflection onto adjacent properties and adjacent roadways and shall not interfere with traffic or create a safety hazard.
Well, how do we know that? Is that information?
It is in the packet.
From the, oh.
These are addressed in the...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You look at...
I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on page...
Six, seven.
Yeah, of the ECA solar submittal.
Yeah. Is it G? Wait.
And not all of these are findings so much as they're conditions that the project has to comply with.
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt to go through them. The solar energy system will not be used for displaying any advertising except for reasonable identification of the manufacturer operation. It will not be artificially lighted except to as required for safety, maintenance, or repair.
Oh, it will not.
The solar energy system will be located on a property with a minimum lot or parcel size of 25 acres or more.
Okay, it will.
The system, including the solar collection devices or combination of devices, will not exceed the height recommended by the manufacturer or distributor of the system. And will not exceed the total height of 50 feet in the I-2 district.
Will not?
Will not.
The system will be screened from the ground floor of any adjacent or abutting existing residential dwelling unit.
It will?
Will.
The system meets the principal structure minimum yard depth requirements and setbacks for the zoning district.
It does.
The structures associated with the system are not visually intrusive nor inappropriate to the setting.
Are not?
Are not.
Any existing vegetation would only be removed as authorized during the site plan removal process, so that's just a condition. Any on-site power lines must be placed underground, except where necessary to connect to the public utility.
It will.
And they'll be required to obtain a building and electrical permit and construct it in accordance with applicable state and federal law. That's not a planning thing to make. They will have to do the site plan submittal. Correct, Susan?
That is correct.
And that's addressed in subsection K. Again, this isn't a finding, but just a condition. If it's found to be abandoned or unsafe by the building official, it has to be repaired or removed by the landowner. The If it is out of service for a 12-month, continuous 12-month period, it will be deemed to have been abandoned. The system is not located within the critical area, so it is not subject to critical area criteria. And the owners or operators will be required to submit to the Office of Planning and Zoning annually, no later than July 1st, the current status and operation of the system and any change of ownership or management of the facility. So those are all the criteria and conditions. So just need a motion.
So I need a motion to approve they met all the criteria.
I'll make a motion.
One second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to approve.
And vote, call for the vote, all in favor.
Okay, now we need to have a vote, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Well, that's all of us.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
This is the prettiest one.
It is.
I mean, but all those trees are already there. That's, because usually, there's like a 10-year plan. They plant the fast-growing trees, and they might be like that. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
A lot of money on these bags.
Huh?
So they spent a lot of money on these bags.
They sure did.
Call for a motion to close the meeting.
Yep, I'll make a motion. Ask for a motion to close the meeting.
I'll make a motion. Close the meeting.
Second. Motion made and seconded.
Aye.
So this is the, this is the warehouse right here.
Yeah, it had a lot of natural.